This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The economic word of the day today is externality. That is a cost or a benefit that accrues to someone unrelated to a particular transaction. Air pollution is the classic example, and in point of fact, that's exactly what will be at issue at the Supreme Court tomorrow. States like Ohio and Kentucky that rely mainly on coal to produce electricity are challenging a part of the Clean Air Act, the Good Neighbor policy in particular, that says they have to pay up if their pollution blows across state lines. Marketplace's David Weinberg explains.
One way to think of externalities, says public administration professor David Popp, is to imagine that you're at a neighborhood barbecue grilling steaks, and the smoke from your grill is blowing into your neighbor's yard and causing his asthma to flare up.
I'm getting the benefits of using the grill, but the harm done by the smoke is harming the person next door. It's not harming me.
This is essentially what's going on in Rust Belt and Appalachian states, where a large percentage of electricity is generated by coal. That pollution blows east. States that exceed EPA air quality standards have to reduce pollution. But for many eastern states,
part of the pollution that they have to get rid of is something they have no control over because it's not being generated within their state.
When it comes to reducing emissions, requirements vary by region, says Dallas Bertrop, a senior fellow at Resources for the Future.
Regions that have worse air quality now typically will have more stringent requirements on facilities that are located in those states.
Coal-burning states want to avoid those requirements because they have economic costs. They come in many forms, like scrubbers on coal-burning power plants, costs paid by the utilities. The EPA can also slow down permitting for new construction of industrial facilities. Bertrand says the cost being paid now is a hidden tax levied on people in the Northeast.
And that hidden tax is the health effects on people that are exposed to that air pollution.
The argument over the good neighbor rule comes down to who should pay the cost of that externality. The Midwest neighbors in this case say tighter restrictions will hurt their economy and won't make a difference in air quality. The Supreme Court will hear the arguments tomorrow. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.